The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod. Yes, hello. The Odd Pod is back. A literature enthusiast was left feeling confused and severely disappointed after attending the annual Reading Festival. Simon Williams, no relation, age 53, a self-described bookworm, had arrived at the Berkshire-based event hoping to get stuck into some literary classics. I'd bought my anthology of English verse and was looking forward to a weekend where I could just catch up on some reading and chat to like-minded people, he said. When I arrived, it seemed to me that the festival organisers had adopted a World War I theme for this year to commemorate the centenary of the conflict. They replicated the atrocious conditions and deafening noise that the war poets Wilfred Owen and Siegfried Sassoon had lived through, and even hired thousands of actors to behave like the traumatised dead-eyed teen soldiers that they'd written about. But it seemed like those youths were the only people there. I'm not sure where any of the actual festival goers were, because I didn't see anyone else holding a book or willing to talk about literature the whole time that I was there. It must have been a really poor turnout. With all the noise, I could barely get any reading done at all. I don't know if it was meant to be an endurance exercise to train us to be able to read in any conditions, but I prefer to do my reading in a more tranquil environment. It wasn't all doom and gloom for Simon, though. As Williams told us, on Saturday night I went to see a slam poetry performer called Stormzy. It wasn't Keats, but the way he played around with the language was quite good fun.
The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod. And don't forget, The Odd Pod is available to download wherever, whenever you want, from Facebook, Twitter and Spotify. Or you can subscribe for free at manxradio.com.